The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 3, 1993 in Sri Mayapur. The talk was given during the Chaitanya Lila Seminar.
Nishavatarakan tat prakasham tat shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord's incarnation, His plenary portion, His energy, the primeval Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The Lord was known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by His causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of His service. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities are again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to Him who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. Glories of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in Him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of His love. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. We're discussing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, each day to discuss a little bit about each of the Pancha Tattva for an hour is almost inconceivable, because there's unlimited to say about each of the five personalities of the Pancha Tattva. We just went on Navadvipa Parikram for 7 days, and from morning to night, we're discussing about all the unlimited qualities and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, Dvaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. We're touching just the smallest fraction. So obviously, it's not possible to cover all of the pastimes or even an overview. But just to take the opportunity to meditate on some of the transcendental pastimes, and for the sake of a variety in the different personalities who are in the Pancha Tattva. So each day we'll speak on one personality predominantly, although one can never separate one pastime from the others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we have heard from Chaitanya Charitamrita, he had this very sublime purpose for coming into the material world. His inner purposes of understanding Krishna, Prema, the glory of Radharani's love, these are the primary cause for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And it's considered to be an incidental cause, a secondary cause, his coming to give the Yuga Dharma. So, but for the fallen souls, in many respects, the Yuga Dharma is more important for them. And for the liberated souls, the internal reason for Lord Chaitanya's coming is more important, or those who are trying to be liberated. So like when you have general meetings on Lord Chaitanya, then everyone is in the public, they're more concerned with His preaching activities, and when sometimes devotees like to discuss the more intimate pastimes, discussion with Ramananda Rai, and so on. All these different aspects are very much integrated in Lord Chaitanya's life and character. When Lord Chaitanya was a child, and he was not revealing his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at the same time, he could show that sometimes he would reveal. It seemed that he had almost like a sense of humor. He definitely has a very great sense of humor about, but somehow he would like reveal his position, and he would hide himself, and he would reveal, and he would hide himself. Being a Channa avatar was a unique situation where he would keep himself concealed from his, even from his devotees, but then sometimes he would revealed, and then Yogamaya would cover them. And they would just think of Lord Chaitanya as their beloved again. It's like there's the one pastime when Lord Chaitanya was just barely able to walk. And Mother Sachi was feeding him milk in her lap, and then he was walking, just huddling on the veranda of their house. And all of a sudden in the courtyard of Jagannath Misra's house, so many effulgent personalities appear with a big helmet, some with four arms, some with two arms, some with various features. They were obviously residents from other planets, from the higher planetary system, devas. And they're all effulgent with so much gold and jewels. And Jagannath Misra was sleeping in the room next to the deity room. And Mother Sachi wanted to call out. She was frightened. Who are all these people? What's going on? But she couldn't move. She was frozen. Isn't it even today, the UFO people, they say sometimes they can't move, they can't speak. Anyway, Mother Sachi, Chaitanya Mangala, explains how she couldn't move. She was completely stunned. And she was just seeing what was going on. And she saw them take Lord Chaitanya and pick him up. And she was wanting to scream and Jagannath Misra and do something and save our child. They're taking it. What are they going to do? And they put Lord Chaitanya on a golden raised throne in the center of the courtyard. And one of a priestly person amongst them, he started taking various auspicious articles like milk and yogurt and ghee and honey and nectar waters and so many things he couldn't keep track. So many nectary things, started to perform a Mahabhishek on the child, baby, little Tat Chaitanya. And there was so much sound, and they were chanting mantras, and they were offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, worshipping Lord Chaitanya with so much devotion. Then after the ceremony was over, they took Lord Chaitanya and placed him on the ground. And Lord Chaitanya walked again, and he went up on the veranda. And then he turned to all the devas, and he told them, chant Hare Krishna. And while Lord Chaitanya was walking and dancing, there was a sound of Nupura, the ankle bell, ching, ching, ching. But Mother Sachi noted that there was no ankle bells on his feet. Then Lord Chaitanya himself started to chant, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
And he started to dance. He could hardly walk, and now he's dancing. And Mother Sachi saw all these devas. When Lord Chaitanya says, you dance, you dance. They all started to dance. And seeing all these demigods dancing and Lord Chaitanya, her little child, dancing, it was too much for Mother Sachi. Oh! She fainted. When she fainted, she hit the ground and thumped and made a sound. That sound woke up Jagannath Misra. Not all the kirtan and the bugle, all that was on some other dimension that they don't know. He said, didn't wake up Jagannath Misra. But the thump of her falling, that woke him up. Mother Sachi, dear Sachi, oh Sachi, are you all right? The Mother Sachi heard his voice and woke up and says, oh, you know, she's like crying and she's so, just overwhelmed. And he ran, what's wrong? And then she ran to him and embraced him, and she's just like almost, you know, she's totally hysterical what to say, and to get hold of you, so what's wrong? And so, honey, then she's trying to explain how everything happened, and the devas, and they came, and they filled the courtyard, and they did this, and did that, and the, you know, it's too much, it was such an experience. And, okay, take it easy, tell me what happened. And she calmed down, and then she started explaining everything that happened. And, is it really happen, or was it just a dream? Or... And Jagannath Misra, look there. Little Chaitanya is kind of crawling in the courtyard, smiling and looking in the sun.
There's no sign of any yogurt or any abhishek, no dust, no... Anyway, it's all right. There's nothing to worry about. Must have just been some dream or something. But later on, they heard again the ching, 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 and they looked and they saw Lord Chaitanya is walking, but there were no ankle bells. Then they thought, it is true. So Lord Chaitanya, he would reveal himself and hide himself. Later when he was walking with... Later one day, Mother Sachi got up and she came running to Lord Chaitanya and said, Bhimai, what does this mean? I had a dream last night. I can't understand it. I was dreaming that I was offering bhoga to the Krishna Balaram deities. And when I went back to bring more, there in the room, there was you as a little child and Lord Nityananda as a little child. And Nityananda was telling Krishna and Balaram that this offering is not for you. This offering should be given to Gaura. Gauranga! 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 You are for Dwapara Yuga. And Gauranga is for Kali Yuga. This is his yuga. So this offering should be for him. I couldn't understand what is Nityananda talking about. And then all of a sudden he ran to me. And he said, Mother Sachi, feed me, I'm hungry. Then I woke up, it was too much. So what does this mean? I couldn't understand anything. Then Lord Chaitanya told her, anyway, it must mean that Nityananda is hungry. We should invite him for lunch. So then he went to find Lord Nityananda. Nityananda was by the Ganges side playing with some children, jumping in the Ganges and chanting with them. And then Lord Chaitanya told him that, come on, today you have to take lunch at my house. Mother Sachi wants to cook for you. So, very nice. Whatever Mother Sachi cooked was like nectar. In fact, Lord Chaitanya said that he's always in five places. And one of those is wherever Mother Sachi's cooking. He's there. So then he was walking with Lord Nityananda. And he told Lord Nityananda, listen, no funny business today. So what do you mean funny business? I don't do funny business. You do funny business. Well, I don't know. You do funny business. Oh, no, I'm not. So the two of them, they were exchanging their very intimate relationship. Then Mother Sachi, she was so excited to be able to cook for Nimai and Nitai. She cooked a very nice feast. And she put down the asanas and the leaf plates, the banana leaves. In her ecstasy, she put down three. There's only two of them, but they put three down anyway. Sometimes in ecstasy, one doesn't see everything in the same way. So, she came and she filled up. She had so many banjans, so many vegetables, and soup and sak, and so many things, and a big pile of nice rice with ghee on top, and she gave a very nice offering. And then she went out to get more. And when she came back in the room, instead of Nitai and Gaur there, there were a small child, Krishna and Balaram, taking prasad. She looked. Oh. The next thing she knew, Nimai was, Mother Sachi, what's wrong? Mother Sachi, what's wrong? Why did you faint? And she opened her eyes and looked, and there was Nimai, and there was Nitai. And she just got up and ran in her room and locked the door and wouldn't talk to anybody the rest of the day. No funny business. So one of the very major things with Lord Chaitanya is revealing himself to devotees. But those devotees who are fixed with Lord Chaitanya in a particular relationship, like Mother Sachi or Jagannath Misra, they're very fixed in their Vatsalya Bhav. So they're always thinking that Lord Chaitanya is my Rimai, is my son, I have to protect him, I have to take care of him. One time Jagannath Misra had a dream and one Brahmana said, why do you scold Nimai? You don't know he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How can you do that? And Jagannath Misra was arguing with him in the dream. He said, no, I don't care who he is. He's my son. I have to bring him up properly. I have to see he's properly trained and protected. And I'm a father. I must do my duty. So the arguing was going on. He said, no, but what do you mean do your duty? What do you can train the Supreme Lord? He knows everything. And then finally, when it sunk in what that Brahmana was saying, the Jagannath Misra, his dream broke and he woke up. Then he shook his head and said, anyway, whatever, I have to take care of my son. And he went back. Yoga Maya kept them fixed in their relationship. But then there were some devotees who Lord Chaitanya revealed his glories, or somehow they could find out, and he just told them, don't tell anybody. There was a time when Lord Chaitanya as a child was coming out of the Ganges, and there was one very great devotee of the Mother Ganges bathing. She was doing his Gayatri and praying by the side of the Ganges. His whole life he had been worshipping the Mother Ganges. And he was seeing that as this golden boy was leaving the Ganges water was rising up as if trying to keep touching his lotus feet. And it was going up higher and higher. He's wondering, what is this? It's very unique. Why the Ganges water is rising and increasing like that? Just for no reason, no visible reason. All of a sudden he saw his worshipable deity, the Ganga Devi, in her Devi form, manifest out of the water and bow down at the lotus feet of Nimai and offer him worship. Then this pandit, this Brahmana, this great mendicant worshipper of the Ganges, saw his worshipable deity. He had never hoped, you know, he never been able to see the personified form of the Ganges, the Devi form. And then seeing that she was offering worship to Nimai, and then Nimai, he could realize that Nimai was Krishna himself. So when she went back into the water and then he went and offered his obeisances, the Lord Chaitanya told him, you don't tell anyone. If you tell anyone, then you may not remain here in this world very long. You can stay and watch the pastime. So there are these devotees who are just living in Avadvip who knew who Lord Chaitanya was. And they're just watching every move, what's he doing? And then there were so many devotees and they didn't know who Lord Chaitanya was. They just loved Lord Chaitanya. They didn't know why they loved Lord Chaitanya, but they loved him. From the core of their heart, in their mind, even when he was not manifesting his Sankirtan movement, he was very argumentative. He came out and one time, the Gadadhar, he saw, oh, there's that Nimai. And he turned away and he started walking away. But Nimai saw him and said, Gadadhar, why are you walking away? My dear friend Gadadhar, where are you going? Come here. Why are you not coming to my toll and studying with me? And Gadadhar was caught, so he came back. So, well, you study Vyakaran or grammar. Now, I'm studying in another toll and I'm studying Sanskrit poetry, kavitva. And Lord Nimai said, well, we also know a little Sanskrit poetry. Let us see what you've learned. Tell us some poetry that you can you compose. No, then Gadadhar, now I'm caught. Because whatever he would say, Nimai would be more intelligent and would defeat him. And so Nimai was like that. He would be very, very humble. He'd always ask some question. He'd stick your neck out and then he'd cut it. He would defeat you and capture you. So in this way, there was such a relationship. In the end, then he went over and Gadadhar agreed, all right, I come to your toll. I come to study with you. And this way Nimai, he captured all the top students in Navadvipa. He was a youth leader. So he was only a teenager, but he was already a PhD and more in terms of the highest educational qualifications. But in his dealings, he just completely won over all these students. It wasn't only his learning, it was everything. They just loved him. But when he came back from Gaya, then he was changed. Then he was telling everything in relation to Krishna. No more was it just a debate, the nyaya, the argumentation. It was everything he connected came to Krishna, Krishna. They went to Gangadas Pandit and said, what's happened to Gauranga? To Gaurahari, to Nimai Pandit? Nimai Pandit now, whatever he's saying, it's all about Krishna. He doesn't argue anymore. He doesn't just go and challenge people. I think he's lost his Brahminical edge. So Gangadas Pandit came over and saw Nimai and asked him, what's wrong? He heard this, giving up his Brahminical proclivities of debate and nyaya. And Lord Chaitanya said, who said, I challenge anyone. I can defeat them in debate. After defeating, I will take their point of view and I will reestablish that. Then I will take again the opposing view and reestablish that. The next person who comes, I will challenge him. So he went up to the street corner and he is waiting, who's the next person? And all the students felt encouraged. Now Nimai Pandit is back to his old form. But the next person that came by happened to be Srivas Thakur's brother. And Srivas Thakur's brother was chanting verses from the Bhagavatam. And when Lord Chaitanya heard the verses from the Bhagavatam, how Putana went to kill Krishna with poison and on her breath, and instead Krishna liberated her and elevated her to the position of his mother because she offered her breath to him, and how Krishna was so merciful. And when Lord Chaitanya heard this pastime of Krishna, he said, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he fell on the ground and he was crying in separation and he's rolling in the dust. He's Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And all the students were watching. Oh no. So then Nimai, after he came back to his consciousness of external world, then he called all the students by the side of the Ganges and he told them, alright, I have to admit something to you. After I went to Gaya and I was initiated by Viswarapuri, there's a change in me, and now I realize that the summum bonum of life is Krishna, and the best means of achieving Krishna in the age of Kali is the Harinam Sankirtan. So I can't give you something which I know not to be the best. But you may have come to my class for many other reasons, so I free all of you. If you want, you can go to any other teacher. Because now, what I'm going to do is the Harinam Sankirtan. So this is the most effective means of achieving the perfection in life. So it's up to you, what do you want to do? You can stay or you can go, I free you. No, there's no offense if you want to go. And one of the leading students stood up and said, Nimai Pandit, you've always given us the best of education, but you never taught us Sankirtan before. So how do we know how to do Sankirtan? You never taught us. So now you have to teach us, otherwise how can we do it? But we don't want to leave you. No matter what, we want to stay with you. They all said, yes, yes, Gauranga! 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 So even though they didn't know that, they didn't think that Lord Chaitanya was Krishna or God, they thought that he was there. But they all loved him. And then he brought Srivas and the Vaishnavas, he brought different devotees, and he trained all those students to chant the holy name in Sankirtan. So this way, sometimes Lord Chaitanya, although he is covered, but he would attract the hearts of all the devotees. Just like Krishna in Vrindavan. People didn't think Krishna was God. In Navadvip, no one thought that Lord Chaitanya was God, but they loved Lord Chaitanya. They didn't know how much they loved him. Some of them, until he left. He described that on Parikrama, how the whole Navadvip went swimming across to the other side after 10 years when he returned to Jagannath Puri, mad to join with Lord Chaitanya. Of course, for the very intimate devotees, on some rare occasion, Lord Chaitanya, he revealed, he came into the ecstasy of being of Narayan or Krishna, and he revealed his full glory, the Mahaprakash 21-hour Sankirtan and Sivas Angan, and one other time, Advaita. There was a couple, Srivas Thakur and Murari Gupta, they could realize Lord Chaitanya as Vishnu on more than one occasion, and a few scattered the world. Generally, whenever Lord Chaitanya was in normal consciousness, when he wasn't in a specific ecstasy as Krishna, he would very vehemently, if anyone would address him as Krishna, cover his ears and say, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. It's very offensive. Don't ever call a devotee as God. That was like 99% of the time, 99.9. On a very rare occasion did he break from that normal mood and come into the ecstasy of Krishna. One time, Srivas, anyway, we can discuss Srivas later. So, that's it. But because Lord Chaitanya was so covered by his yoga maya, and people just considered him a fellow student or a fellow resident of Navadvip, therefore some of the students offended him when he was chanting the names of the gopis. He got angry with them for stopping his ecstasy, and he chased them with a stick, and then they started to criticize, and Lord Chaitanya decided that he would have to take sannyas in order to liberate the conditioned souls. Then at least in those days as a sannyasi they would give some respect. So then at the age of 24 he went with 5 associates, Nityananda, Mahu Thakur, Chandrasekhar, Gadadhar, Mukundam, and one more. Or maybe he was the 3rd. I remember those 5. They knew ahead of time, the day before, 2 days before, that he was going to take. Then he left that night, the last night that Vishnupriya would see him. She was always worshipping him in separation from them. And he went to Katwa and took sannyas. You can still see in Katwa the samadhi to Lord Chaitanya's hair. How many of you have been to Katwa? 3, 4, 5, 6. There's also the samadhi of the sannyas guru of Lord Chaitanya, Kesha Bharati. There's a samadhi to Gadadhar Das, not different from the effulgence of Radharani. After taking sannyas, then Lord Nityananda tricked him to go to Shantipur, met with Mother Sachi. How Lord Chaitanya was so reciprocated with his mother. You can imagine his mother was so overwhelmed to see him as a sannyasi. But he said, well, you've given me this body, whatever you order me to do, I'll do it. You've given this body to me, and so it belongs to you. But I beg you, please forgive me, but I've given it to Krishna, but I'll do what you say. But actually, because Mother Sachi was such a pure devotee, and she loved Lord Chaitanya so much, she knew that once her son took sannyas, would be a very great disgrace if he were to come back. Actually, one devotee was sent here, joined the temple, and then he left the temple and went home, and the parents said, what have you done? You're a disgrace to our family. Get back to that temple now. How can you leave once you surrender to Krishna? You go back to the Hare Krishna temple. I'm sure you have the same thing happen many times in the West. But Mother Sachi, when she saw Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi and he's compassionately and emotionally presenting everything to her, and she melted and she didn't know what to say. Then she asked Nityananda, please have him stay in. After consulting, said you should stay in Jagannath Puri. Don't go to Vrindavan to stay because it's so far away. We won't hear anything of you. If you're in Jagannath Puri, we can get some information. But you know that he had to go. And whatever separation, whatever pain she was feeling, he wiped that away with his affectionate words. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was playing on the heart of all the devotees. His relationships with the various devotees were so intensely played on by Lord Chaitanya that it was swimming in an ocean of transcendental mellows. But when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri and Gaur Gambira, then he absorbed himself in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And only a few, 3.5 devotees would accompany him in Gambira for those very intimate exchanges. But sometime he was an internal, an external consciousness, sometime intermediate and sometime in internal. When he was semi-conscious, that time in between the external and internal, he would reveal what he had been experiencing in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Radha Krishna Nahi Anno.
Radha Krishna Nahi Anno.
How glorious the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga.
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 Any questions? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came down here giving this mercy to all the conditioned souls engaged in. One of the devotees in Parikrama mentioned how he just missed by 500 years. Wasn't that, I think you mentioned that. He missed. But actually, it's true, we're very unfortunate, we have missed the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. But then, in the beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Krishna Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are still going on. By hearing about them, by discussing them, by engaging in the Sankirtan movement, by engaging in Navadvip Parikrama, by doing the devotional service to Lord Chaitanya, we can actually experience even today a drop of that nectar, the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And once somebody gets a taste, then how you can live without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How can we survive without that association? Gauranga! Srila Prabhupada ki. Any question?
¿Es posible sentir ese sentimiento de como una madre, no? Hacia el maestro espiritual, como esa señora. No lo sé.
No entiendo muy bien la pregunta. I don't understand the question very well. Well, having a relationship as a mother with Lord Chaitanya is bona fide. Pull out the plug. Pull it out. So one of the bona fide relationships that one has to be guided by one's spiritual master in detail whether one is maintaining the proper whether that's just sentimental or whether it's based properly. Some of the pastimes, if one is properly explained, if someone is attracted to some pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, then that will be more in that. They indicate their relationship is in the parental mood. Others may indicate in another mood. So they would be attracted to Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes, and one feels some spontaneous attraction for those that may be. Prabhupada stressed that we have to be careful because in the beginning, even if someone may have a woman's body, that doesn't mean that necessarily spiritually their relationship with Krishna is as a gopi or a woman. It may be a friend, or maybe a father, maybe the mother, it's not necessarily what our present physical body is. Indicates what, this has nothing to do with our own siddha sarupa or spiritual body. So if someone identifies with their body and on that basis they feel some bodily sentiment That won't be reliable. There's a higher sense of understanding our relationship with Lord Chaitanya, the body we have at present. It may be by coincidence that we have an appropriate body, but that's just a coincidence. Any other question? When he got to Vrindavan and he was there just like Balaram and all of the associates of Vrindavan, all the deers and the cows, they would come and they were licking the feet of Nityananda. Their spontaneous attraction for Lord Nityananda. At that time, Lord Nityananda had the vision that Lord Chaitanya had just started his Sankirtan movement. So he decided to go to Navadvip. And he came and he took his shelter in the house of Nandana Acharya. That was the first place that devotees went to at the Navadvip Parikrama. There in that house, he was present, and Lord Chaitanya told all of his associates to look for Lord Nityananda. My eternal counterpart is here, you can find him. And he sent the devotees out, and they went through the whole city looking for him. But even up to late in the night, no one was finding him. They're going finally at such a late hour, like, 8 o'clock at night. At 9 o'clock, they're knocking on people's doors. People coming out, what do you want now? It's already late. What are you doing up? Oh, we are looking for Nityananda. What is Nityananda? Get out of here. What's wrong with you? All of us are Lord Chaitanya. Don't bother. They came back to Gauranga. And they reported that they couldn't find him. And they asked everyone, did you? No one could find him. And Lord Chaitanya said, of course you can't find him. You cannot find God when you look for him. He must reveal himself. No one knew exactly what he was talking about. But anyway, Lord Chaitanya said, well, I can find him. Tomorrow we'll go out. And Lord Chaitanya took the whole Sankirtan party. And then he entered into the courtyard of Nandana Acharya. And there, as the Kirtan was coming, Nityananda stood up. And when Lord Chaitanya entered, then he was so happy. So ecstatic to see Lord Gauranga. And immediately, of course this wasn't the first time they're meeting, but immediately their eternal associate, as soon as Lord Chaitanya came, Lord Nityananda spread his hand and, Gauranga! And then Lord Gauranga said, Nityananda!
Gauranga!
Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! And they ran to each other. And they embraced each other. And all the devotees were yelling, Nitai Gauranganandi Hari 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 Vo! Hari Vo! Hari Vo! The devas were showing flowers down upon them. They were crying profusely. And they went on a massive sankirtan throughout the whole Navadvipa. And people were amazed. Who is this other one? So tall, so beautiful. Who is that with Lord Gauranga? So from that time on, Lord Chaitanya and Gauranga, they were together, almost constant companions in Navadvipa. And so many different pastimes were being performed. So there was the Vyas Puja connected with Lord Nityananda. Then Nityananda was able to see the various forms of Lord Chaitanya. This is mentioned in Adi Lila chapter 17. Kavi Nityananda Sarupira Gavan Prabhu Ke Miliya Pailo Shora Bhuja Darusa. After this function at the house of Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu appeared, and when he met with Lord Chaitanya, he got the opportunity to see him in his six-armed form. Therefore, the form of Sharabhush, or the six-armed Lord Gaurasundara, is the representation of three incarnations. The form of Sri Ramachandra is symbolized by a bow and arrow, and the form of Lord Sri Krishna is symbolized by a stick and flute, like those generally held by a cowherd boy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is symbolized by a sannyasa, danda, and kamandalu. Pratame shoda bhuja thare dekai lo ishwar shankha chakra gada padma shangha vinodhar. One day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited to Lord Nityananda
a six-armed form bearing a corn shell, disc, club, lotus flower, bow, and flute. Tobe chaturbhuja hoila tinango bakra dui hasta haste beno vajai duhe shankha chakra. Thereafter the Lord showed him his four-armed form. Standing in a three-curved posture, with two hands he played upon a flute, and in the other two he carried a corn shell and disc. Tabito dibuja kebol bansi badan, shamo anga pita basto bhajendra nandan. Finally, the Lord showed Nityananda Prabhu his two-armed form of Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, simply playing on his flute, his bluish body dressed in yellow garments. Nityananda Prabhu then arranged to offer Vyasa Puja, worship of the spiritual master, to Lord Sri Gaurasundara. The Lord Chaitanya carried the plow-like weapon called Mushala in the ecstasy of being Nityananda Prabhu. Then Mother Sachi saw the brothers Krishna Balaram in their manifestation of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Then the Lord delivered Jagai Madai. So many different pastimes were happening. One very interesting pastime was how sometimes Lord Nityananda, he would come into the ecstasy of a small boy. And Chaitanya Bhagavad explained, sometimes Nityananda would float in the Ganges and he wouldn't move. People were seeing him and they thought that maybe his body is floating there, so they didn't know. But just like Lord Ananta, Lord Nityananda would float on the Ganges. People wouldn't understand. Sometimes he would lie unconscious for 2 or 3 days. Without coming back to consciousness. So many inconceivable things were done by Lord Nityananda. No one can express anything about Nityananda completely, not even all the heads of Ananta Dev could do so. Nityananda would get so ecstatic in Krishna consciousness, and when he would faint, nobody could revive him for 2 or 3 or 4 days. That was how ecstatic he became. Just like small children would sometimes cry when they don't get something. Sometimes Lord Nityananda, he would feel so much separation from the Lord, he would literally cry like a small child. Sometimes then he would suddenly change and he would become always blissful, very happy. Sometimes he would be in the mood of a small child and he would forget to put his clothes on. So this one pastime happened. And one day, Lord Chaitanya was seated, and also Lord Nityananda came to him, and he was totally absorbed in childhood pastime. And he came and he was totally in his birthday suit, without any clothes, with a big smile on his face, like a small child. And at that time there were just tears coming from his eyes in ecstasy. And he was crying out, "My Lord is the my Pandit, Lord of Nadia. My master is the my Pandit." And when the Lord saw him doing this, couldn't help but smile. His body was completely effulgent, like so many suns. But the Lord quickly took his turban off, took that cloth covering his head, and he covered up Lord Nityananda. Then he put the sandalwood pulp on Lord Nityananda and gave him a garland. And he had him sit down in front of his own seat. And then the Lord started to offer him respect, and all the devotees could hear. The Lord said, "Your name is Nityananda, and your form is Nityananda." Nityananda means eternally blissful, or transcendental eternal bliss. So your name is Nityananda, your form is Nityananda, and you are having the form of Nityananda Ram. Whenever you're traveling, whenever you're eating, whenever you're in ecstasy, you're always a Nityananda. There's nothing about you that is not Nityananda. Everything is transcendentally blissful about you. Eternally blissful. One human being can understand you. You are Nityananda. You are the supreme transcendental reality. Wherever you are, Lord Krishna is there. Tumar pujite shakti manushya kotha, param su satya tumi jatha, Krishna tatha. Whatever Lord Chaitanya would say, Lord Nityananda would try to satisfy. He was always agreeable to carry out the order of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, give me one of your kopins. It's my desire to have one of your kopins. Lord Chaitanya took his kopin and cut it into little pieces and gave to all of the Vaishnavas that were present. And everyone put a small piece of kopin on their head. So he told them, all of you, tie this to your head. You'll get the supreme fruit from the master of all yoga. So Nityananda, then he explained that by the mercy of Nityananda, one gets Vishnu Bhakti. You should know that Nityananda has Krishna's full potency. Krishna's second is Lord Nityananda. His associate, his friend, his bed, his decoration, his confidant, his brother. No one can know the end of Lord Nityananda's qualities and character. He is the Lord of all the Jivas, the protector of the Jivas, and the dearmost friend of all the Jivas. His every activity is filled with the ecstasy of Krishna devotion. Worshipping Him, serving Him, one gets Krishna prema bhakti. So with devotion, tie his kopin on your head with great care. Worship. Go and do your worship in your house. So getting the order from Lord Gauranga, all the devotees, with great affection, they tied the piece of his kopin on their head. And then the Lord said, listen, all my dear devotees, the water from Nityananda's lotus feet should be taken. If you, just by taking it, you get very intense devotion for Lord Krishna. So when they got the order, that all of them went to Lord Nityananda's lotus feet and washed his lotus feet and took the water from his lotus feet. Somebody's taking five times. Someone is taking, give me 10 times, give me more, give me more. There was not. He was in ecstasy. He's simply smiling in ecstasy the whole time. And then Lord Gauranga is sitting down, seeing that everyone is taking the foot bathing water of Lord Nityananda. Everyone starts becoming madly, chanting out, Hari!
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 Hari! By taking the bath water from Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, they became mad and the whole sky was filled with the sound of Harivo! Somebody said, today my life is perfected. Someone else said, today all the bondage to the material world is cut. And someone else said, today I have finally become the servitor of Lord Krishna. And someone else, today the most wonderful day has manifested. And someone said, that Charanamrita is very, very tasteful. Even now, the sweet taste has not left my mouth. What a wonderful effect everyone got from the bath water of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Just by taking it, everyone became very anxious in love of Krishna. Someone was dancing, someone was chanting, someone was rolling on the ground, someone was crying out, Govinda! Someone was crying. And this way, there is a huge kirtan. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All the devotees were dancing. For a while, then Lord Chaitanya. After a while, then Lord Chaitanya, he started to shout out the holy name. And he got up and he started to dance in the most beautiful way. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu, he got up. And the two Prabhus were dancing together, surrounded by all the devotees. Some devotee would fall against another devotee. And sometimes somebody would grab another one. Sometimes somebody would grab the dust from someone's lotus feet and put it on their head. And sometimes someone would grab the neck of someone else and cry in separation of the Lord. No one could say what form they were taking. Were taking, and no one could explain all the wonderful things that were happening. And this way, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they embraced each other. And in great ecstasy, the two Prabhus were dancing. All the devotees were dancing around them. The whole world started to shake under the vibration of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Seeing this, all the devotees started to cry out, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
So in this way, filled with the ecstasy of love of Krishna, in madness of love of Krishna, the two lords of Vaikuntha, they were dancing with all their devotees in love of Godhead. In these transcendental pastimes, there was no separation. The Lord was constantly dancing. So like this then, the Lord clapped his hands three times and he again was glorifying the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, saying how Brahma and Shiva, they worship these lotus feet. These lotus feet are so sacred. Even if a breeze from the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda happens to pass over somebody's body, they can never give up Krishna ever. When all the devotees hear the glories of Lord Nityananda, there was a great shout, Nityananda Prabhu Jai! 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 They're all hearing about the glories of Lord Nityananda, whose master was Gaurachandra. Whoever hears about these words of Lord Nityananda, whoever has seen these pastimes, they always see Lord Nityananda. They can never forget the glories of Lord Nityananda. So like this, there were so many intimate pastimes between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And Jagai Madai were delivered by Lord Nityananda. Then there was the dance drama where Lord Chaitanya took a role, also Nityananda was there. There was traveling all over Nadia. One time Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they were going and they went over to the other side of the river, and there was one ashram with one Vallabhaga Vaishnava. His sadhu with a beard, but he had tilak, and he called them, please come into my ashram. And then he asked them to sit down, let me give you some prasad. And he gave them some fruit, and he was talking and telling nice things. Then he said, the two Prabhu sat down and accepted the fruit prasad. And then he asked, why don't you stay for lunch? For you all make some nice fish. Lord Chaitanya looked at Nityananda, Nityananda looked at Lord Chaitanya, fish? You eat fish? Said, what? Fruit of the water or something. He gave some kind of sajya. Oh! Spit out the food they were eating. And said, you're a bogus sadhu. How can a Vaishnava eat these things, or how are you accepting your food? They ran. The two of them ran all the way to the Ganges. And they jumped into the Ganges with their clothes on, feeling themselves contaminated by taking the fruit from a fish-eating Vaishnava. It's important in Bengal now, many Kula Gurus, family hereditary gurus, they give people initiation. I met one. He said he had 2,000 disciples. I asked him, of your 2,000 disciples, how many are vegetarian? He thought for a long time. He said, maybe 10. I said, do you know that you have to take all the karma from that? And my father never told me that. He just said, give a diksha and get the donation. What about the karma? He didn't tell me about karma. So a lot of people, they get some cheap initiation and they're not following. And they're thinking Lord Chaitanya is accepting. But we can see from this pastime, Lord Chaitanya didn't accept. Nityananda Prabhu didn't accept. Rather, when they know that these people were taking, far from accepting, they jumped them in the Ganges for purification. Then there was the pastime. Also Srivas and Malini, they would have a Vatsalya Bhav or a parental mood with Lord Nityananda. Then Mother Sachi, I told that pastime yesterday, how Mother Sachi was feeding Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Mahaprasadam, and how when she went back in the room, she looked and instead of Gaur Nithai, there was Krishna and Balaram, and she fainted. Then there was a special Abhishek for Lord Chaitanya. So where are we now? Then he went with the Lord to take, when he took sannyas, he took the Lord to Advaita's house. Marai Gupta realized the transcendental qualities of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was there when Lord Chaitanya was performing the Mahaprakash, the 21-hour Sankirtan. What was Lord Nityananda doing? Who can say? Yes? No? In the Mahaprakash, the 21-hour Kirtan, Lord Nityananda was doing a service for Lord Chaitanya. He was holding the umbrella over Lord Chaitanya's head. Chakradhar might have danced in ecstasy at some point, but for some time he was holding the umbrella, the ceremony umbrella. He was in the Naga Kirtan. He saw the Visvarup, the universal form of Lord Chaitanya. He went with Lord Chaitanya. Mention that. Then he went with Lord Chaitanya when he went to Jagannath Puri, broke his danda, three parts and threw it in the river. Lord Chaitanya got angry and ran ahead. Then Lord Chaitanya later ordered Lord Nityananda to go back to Bengal to accept Grihastha Ashram and to preach, to establish the preaching. He said, are we both here? Who's going to preach? So Lord Nityananda came back and established the Namahatta at Suravi Kunj and spent many days with Srivas Thakur and Srivas Angan. And he organized a massive preaching throughout the whole of Bengal. And it flooded the Bengal with the Harinama Sankirtan. Nidai Gaur Vivarandi! He got married in Shaligram. The help of Krishna Das, Hoda Krishna Das, and Burugachi. That's another interesting pastime. How Surya Das Sarakela had two daughters and he asked Hoda Krishna Das to find a good husband for them, husbands for them. And he came back and he suggested that Nityananda would be the only suitable husband and he should marry both because both of them are equal. They qualified and no one else was as qualified as him. But then,
pull out this.
Okay, Hare Krishna. But the anti-Nityananda group had told rumors to Suryadas Sarakela, and he heard that all Nityananda is like a Abba dude and he acts funny sometimes. He said, me marry my daughters to Nityananda? That Abba dude? Never! Krishna Hoda got very offended. You don't know who you're talking about. You don't know who Nityananda Prabhu is. I cannot stay here and hear these offenses.
And he left.
Hare Krishna. But that night,
Suryadasarakela,
he had a vision and he saw his daughter, he saw actually Krishna, Balaram, and he saw Revati and Baruni, the two consorts of Balaram. And then he saw Revati and Baruni turn into Vasudha and Janava, and Balaram turn into Nityananda. Then he saw himself giving them his daughters in marriage to Nityananda, and he woke up and he realized that Nityananda was a divine personality and he had committed a great offense. He sent a messenger to get the king, Krishna Hora, and he apologized and he told, all right, you can arrange it. And Krishna Hora went to tell Nityananda. But Nityananda at that time was giving a Bhagavatam class and all the devotees were around. And he waited until the Bhagavatam class was over. And then he was sitting there talking with Srivas and some devotees. And he told Srivas the news that this alliance could be made and he could carry out the order of Lord Chaitanya. Then Srivas went over and whispered in the ear of Nityananda. Like this, you know, this one, excuse me, Nityananda Prabhu, isn't it? Okay. And he went on with the discussion. No big discussion. Then he went over to the place of Burugachi. In this Burugachi today, there was a beautiful 450-year-old deity of Krishna of Gaur Nithai, about almost 5.5-6 feet high. Very beautiful deity. Deities of Krishna Horadas, one of the associates of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda there, he was given Abhishek for his wedding by all the brahmanas the day before. And in Shaligram, a village where Suryadas Sarakela and his two daughters and Gauridas Pandit live, the brahmanas there did the Abhishek for the two daughters. And then, the next day Nityananda came and there was a whole big wedding ceremony with a lot of kirtan and all the other normal wedding ceremonies, changing garlands and everything. Then after one day Nityananda went back to Burugachi. Then from there he went over back to Navadvip From Navadvip, then he went to to Shantipur, and from Shantipur he got down to Kordaha, and in Kordaha he built his house. And so as you can see in Kordaha, you can see the house where Lord Nityananda stayed with Vasudha and Janava, and where Birchandra and Ganga Devi were appeared. Lord Nityananda also visited Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Puri many times. Lord Nityananda taught the lesson to that Ramchandra Kar. He gave the mercy to Raghunath Das, the Danda Mahotsav, and Manihati. Actually, Abhiram Thakur, every time they had a child, Abhiram Das Thakur would pay obeisances to the children of Nityananda, and they would die. Abhiram Thakur was also, he was a devotee left over from the Treta Yuga, from the Dwarpa Yuga. When he'd go into the temple and bow down, if there was any bogus Shaligram Shila, would explode. His devotion was so strong that any unbona fide deity would break. So when he paid his obeisance to Nityananda's children, if they weren't transcendental, they died immediately. So finally, when he bowed down to Ganga Devi and to Birchandra, they didn't die. Here, Birchandra is Kirodakshai Vishnu, and Ganga Devi is Ganga. So like this, so many transcendental pastimes of Lord Nityananda, just to remember his transcendental glories. He's the Adi Guru, the original Guru. The spiritual master is considered a confidential associate or representative of, or devotee of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai!
Nitai Gaurango!
Nitai Gaurango!
Nitai Gaur Vibhanandi Hari Hari Go! Hare Krishna, any questions? Yeah? Kripa Mohan, Prabhu? Separate book. There are some separate books, but at least one of them is apparently dubious in its reliability. I know one that they some Nityananda, but the people say it's not bona fide. It was made by much later by Nityananda Vamsa to try to sustain some kind of wrong philosophy that they propound. Basically, Nityananda is very profusely described in many chapters of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and his pastimes are, and glories are mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mangala, and other scriptures. Can you just see if there's any? I forgot to mark it there. Might mention. In the Brahmanda Puran, there's a mention of Lord Nityananda. Sri Dana Chandra Goswami has given the Gayatri and meditation of Nityananda. There's a offering Nam Dwadasak by Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya. There's a Nityananda Ashtik by Sarvabhoma. But that's a mention specifically about anything about a separate biography for Nityananda. There was something by the servant of Advaita. It's an Advaita Prakash, which is given some historical, not completely, but some historical value as far as I know. But as far as Nityananda, there's someone that came up with a Nityananda Prakash, but I've heard it's not valid, not bona fide. Anything else? The problem is that in some different books, they said different things. That's the problem. Some say Lakshmipati, some say Madhavendra Puri. Then there's another book called Prem Vilas, which is not really accepted, where they say Ishwar Puri. But that's not accepted by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Prabhupada accepted that he was initiated by Lakshmipati when he was traveling throughout India. But there it seems to be some basis that he did meet Madhavendra Puri at some time. That's where I believe the idea came. Do you have any more information?
He's only 14 years older than Lakshmi, and he was initiated by, whether, regardless of whether he was initiated by Lakshmipati or Madhavendra Puri, that's quite a bit ways back in our Sampradaya, and then he's basically contemporary with Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya is accepting disciples, and Madhavendra Puri is accepting disciples. The time span between Madhavendra Puri and Ishwar Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they weren't around very long.
Prabhupada had to write down all the dates of the birth and disappearance and figure it all out. Madhavendra Puri and Ishwara Puri.
Ishwara Puri would have had a very short span in which he was initiating and so forth. The time that Yananda got initiated by Madhavendra or Lakshmi or whoever, and the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his mission, he got initiated when it was before. And then he started this whole movement here in Prabhupada after that. At what point did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu connect to?
He was initiated when he was around 16.
So at what point did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu start initiating?
Initiating? Who was the first person initiated? Rupa Sanatan? He was in South India? Rupa Sanatan and some people in South India, he would give them Harinam initiation. When he was traveling in South India, when he was in Navadweep, he organized the initiation of Gadadhar Prabhu Dhamma to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Anything on today's class?
I was wondering if when Lord Nityananda, did he come, did he have childhood pastimes, did he come from Ekachakra to see Lord Nityananda as childhood pastimes, or did he, when?
No, they met for the first time here when the Sankirtan movement started. He was in Ekachakra till 12 years of age, and he went with this mendicant sannyasi all over all the holy places in India, South India. And then he was in Vrindavan. From Vrindavan he came here. It was the first time that he, in this manifested pastime, met Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya already started the Sankirtan movement for some short time.
After he was married, did he stop in some Mahaprabhu's exhibitions?
When he was preaching, there's no mention of avidut, you know, extreme avidut activities. It was more when Lord Chaitanya was there and he was in those earlier pastimes that these avidut things. And when he was actually preaching, you don't hear about those activities. Except that sometimes he would run in ecstasy or something.